Inventory auditing. The goal of inventory auditing is to measure, confirm, and improve inventory accuracy. A complete physical inventory can be done as an event or a periodic cycle counting method can be used throughout the year. Whatever method is used, the outcome is either confirmation of inventory levels or analysis of the reasons for discrepancies. This analysis offers the opportunity of continuous process improvement. Note that either method requires some organizing and pre-staging to ensure that the counting is accurate and efficient, and methods such as tagging pallets with a different color sticker each count can help identify inactive inventory. Inventory auditing can satisfy many compliance requirements, so this is also discussed. Physical inventory. Even in inventory management systems equipped with continuous inventory technology, physical inventory audits are necessary for financial control and for accounting reasons, to establish the value of inventory at the end of the financial performance reporting period. The data from an inventory audit can also be used to improve the management system. The goal of inventory auditing is to measure, confirm, and improve, if necessary, inventory accuracy, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as when the on-hand quantity is within an allowed tolerance of the recorded balance. This important metric usually is measured as the percent of items with inventory levels that fall within tolerance. Target values usually are 95% to 99%, depending on the value of the item. For logistical operations, location management purposes, it is sometimes measured as the number of storage locations with errors divided by the total number of storage locations, cycle counting. Complete physical inventory counts of all inventory all at once are difficult and costly to accomplish. While operations continue, inventory amounts are dynamic and they are inaccurate as soon as they are measured. If operations are suspended, the business's productivity suffers. As a result, many businesses use cycle counting, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an inventory accuracy audit technique in which inventory is counted on a cyclic schedule rather than once a year. A cycle inventory count is usually taken on a regular defined basis, often more frequently for high value or fast moving items and less frequently for low value or slow moving items. Most effective cycle counting systems require the counting of a certain number of items every workday, with each item counted at a prescribed frequency. The key purpose of cycle counting is to identify items in error, thus triggering research, identification, and elimination of the cause of the errors. In other words, rather than conducting a complete count of all inventory items at one time, the business counts all inventory items but in groups and at different frequencies. The most common method of cycle counting uses the ABC classification. Items are counted more often, for example, weekly or monthly. B and C items are counted less frequently, perhaps quarterly for B items and annually for C items. Here are some other approaches to cycle counting. The zone method conducts the count area by area until it is complete and then begins again. For example, a warehouse may be divided into 8 sectors, A through H. The count begins with A and when A is finished, proceeds to B, and then on in the same manner to the remaining sectors. When H is finished, the count begins again. Since inventory is low before replenishment, some businesses do counts before orders are put away. In demand order pick, the worker picking an item from inventory conducts a count and notes remaining inventory on the order paperwork. The frequency of the cycle count may be triggered by the number of item transactions that have occurred. Inventory compliance. In some locations, such as the United States, publicly traded companies are required to perform a physical inventory annually. This is both to prove that inventory records accurately reflect the actual physical inventory and to provide the organization with an opportunity to correct inventory inaccuracies. Due to the regulatory requirements of this type of inventory, it typically focuses more on the financial valuation of the physical inventory, not the actual count or condition of the inventory. An external auditor is often involved in supervising such inventory audits to provide stakeholders with assurance that the count was conducted in a transparent and comprehensive manner. Inventory compliance can go beyond validating compliance with inventory accuracy for financial regulators. Inventory compliance can address any area for which there are internal inventory policies, set by influential supply chain partners or regulators. Validating compliance in the following areas can help maintain contract compliance, for example, for 3PLs, and avoid unnecessary inventory costs, fines or fees, refusal of shipments, returns, or loss of customers. Inventory targets. Validate that inventory minimums and maximums are within acceptable parameters per SKU. Safety stock targets. Validate that safety stock targets are being adhered to per SKU. Inventory visibility and environmental requirements. Validate that inventory meets chain of custody, temperature, for example, warehouse door compliance, humidity, security, and turnover requirements, for example, perishable goods comply with first expiry, first out requirements. Customer inventory prepping requirements. Verify that unit loads are per customer requirements, such as proper pallets or slip sheets, proper TK pallet stacking, shrink wrapping, the proper mix of items, plus labeling and packing. Inventory labeling requirements. Labeling is compliant with language requirements, barcoding requirements, instructions such as sold as a set, expiration dates, and hazard/safety labeling. Box and packing requirements. Boxes comply with dimensional size and weight maximums, and protective packaging is compliant, for example, fulfillment by Amazon, does not allow loose packing such as packing peanuts. Staff training requirements. Validate staff are trained in and comply with manual lifting and working from height requirements, equipment use requirements, and inventory storage/retrieval process requirements. For each compliance area, the organization should monitor and control compliance using metrics, such as reportable environmental, health, and safety incidents, plus the total number of compliance failures per year.